Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud, Nida Nun Zayin, Nida 57b. Pagination is 114. We have the privilege of starting the 8th Perek of Nida, which is focused on Kisamim stains, which is one of the major topics of the Masechta, even though the Perek itself is fairly short. But it is a major topic, and certainly an entire, quite long chapter in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah states, starting from the beginning of the page, Haroe kesem al besara, a woman sees a stain of blood on her skin, which is one of the places that such a presentation could occur. The alternative typically would be a garment. Kineged beis hatorfa temeya, if it's opposite the private area, meaning it's conceivable that blood would have come out of her body and landed in this location on her skin, that would be tamei. This is a gezeira derabbanon of ksamim. It's a rabbinic legislation that a stain found, even though she had no hargasha, no sensation, nothing that would indicate that, yes, it's my period, of course, she doesn't know. Nevertheless, if the stain is of a significant size, that will make her tummy. But the Mishnah is saying it has to be attributable to her. If it's part of the skin, that doesn't make sense that it came from the private area to this location on the body, then that's not our Kesem discussion. Now, the word tarfa is a fascinating word, and as to the way it's used, if you take a look at Rashi, top line, Rashi says, Keneged beis hatarfa, oso makom, that place. And that is really the style that's used, that place on a woman's body doesn't have a name that we identify it with. Instead, when we want to talk about it, we talk about osa makom, that place, which you understand what I mean, and let's get practical. The word the term beis hatorfa, the word toref, is a fascinating word that's used in different places. In a nutshell, it means the place of shame or weakness or vulnerability, perhaps a place that's unclean, that's the source of the nida blood, a place, some define it as where a person ought to feel shame. It's used, for example, in Meseches Trumas Ches, where a particular container of teruma is located in a makom tarfa, in a place that's vulnerable, that it will typically be defiled. And the Mishnah says that it needs to be moved. The Gemara in Shavuos Tezayin describes a certain location as the vulnerability of Yerushalayim, a place prone to invasion. Shetorfa shel Yerushalayim haisa. It was the place of vulnerability, of shame, of where your position could be weakened, could change for the worse as a result of this location. So it's certainly used in different applications, but in its fundamental form, it's not giving a name to that place of the body, although such has kind of emerged in certain contexts. The Mishnah continues on the laws of Ksamim, the stain that was found on her skin. Second line, V'shalo kineged beis hatorfa tahora, but if it's not in a place that's opposite that location, so it's not attributable to dripping out from there, then it's tahor. It's not going to change her status. For example, al akeva, on her heel, va'al rosh godla, on the tip of her big toe, tameya, that's going to be tame, al shoka, va'al parsoseha, mi bifnim, if it's on the leg, on the inside, tameya, that's going to be tame, mi bachutz, but if it's the outer leg, tahora, that's going to be tahar, va'al atzadadim, and it's if on the sides, sides in this case, when we're orienting ourselves to whether the blood is coming from that place or not, so tzedadim is going to be the front of the leg or the back of the leg. Mikan o mikan, tahora, that would be tahar, because that's not attributable. Likewise, if we're dealing with a garment, ra'asa al chaluka, minachogur ulamata, if it's below the belt, tameya, that's tame. Minachagur ulamaila, if it's above, tahora, it's tahar. Ra'asa abes yad shel chaluk, if it's by the sleeve. Imagia keneged bes hatarfa, if the positioning is such that that part of the sleeve could conceivably be lower than that place, and therefore could have obtained this blood from that source, tameya. V'imlav tahor, and otherwise is tahar. Hoysa poshtaso meskaso bo balayla, if the garment, we would refer to this as PJs, something she's wearing at night, moves. So kol makom shenimtza bo kesem tameya, mepnei shehu chozer, if it moves, if it's going on and off or rotating in her sleep, so then any spot could have acquired whatever the facts are. And we would do the analysis as such. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Bodka karka olam, if she checked ground, v'yashva olam, and then sat down on it, and she knew it was clean, there was nothing there, umatza dam aleho, and now she gets up and she finds blood. Clearly it's from her. Tahora. She's tahar. Her status didn't change. Shenemar, bivisara achatargish bivisara. The biblical level of nida status is only if she has a sensation. If she has no cramping, no indication, nothing masking the experience of nida, she simply finds blood that's totally attributable to herself, we're going to deal with it as we deal with a kesem. And a kesem, a stain, has numerous leniencies. One of the leniencies is that if it's found on something that's not mekabel tuma, something that does not acquire ritual impurity, it's not a player in the laws of ksamim. Ground does not become tame. And therefore, if the stain was found on the ground, if it indeed has a status of a stain, because it came without sensation, she remains tahar, and that's the ruling of the Gemara. There are numerous leniencies regarding samim, a stain that's found. Of course, its color, just like any bedika, but the leniencies of ksamim go further. As we just mentioned, is it mekabel tuma? Also, the size, and this is different whether it's on a garment or it's on the body, whether we'll join the droplets to acquire the full size, typically described as the size of a penny. Does it have the right size? And coming up in this perek, is the concept of talia. Can we attribute it to something else? Which, on some level, the Gemara just mentioned, because she checked the ground before she sat down. Because if she didn't check the ground before she sat down, maybe it was dirty from before. And it's not attributable to her. If a woman dealt with other red substances, we might have a taliyah to attribute it to those other substances. We could discuss dyes, ketchup, different things. We have all kinds of things that can be explored on this topic. But the ruling specifically that we just did is that if it's not mekabel tuma, the stain that's found on it will not make her tame unless there was a hargasha, unless there was a sensation, and she has some thing to attribute it to. Question that's raised in halacha is the toilet seat, the water in the toilet. Of course, if it was simply found on the ground, on the floor of a bathroom, for example, that's karka, that's attached to the ground in a very firm way, and that would not be mekabel tuma. And again, the shilas would be dealt with accordingly. In Siman Kuf Tzadi Sif Yud, which is Hilchas Nida in Yoredeya, Kesem Shenimtza Al Davar She'ena Mekabel Tuma, if a stain was found on something that does not acquire Tuma, Lo Gozru, the rabbis did not include that in the rule of Kesamim. Ketzad, what's an example? Badka Karka Olam, she checked the ground. She knows it was clean before she sat down. Or a bathroom setting in a way that it's bolted down. It could be many different applications in different generations. But if it's an application where it's not mekabel tuma, or any other situation, and afterwards she finds a stain, that's going to be tahora. Just to finish the words of the Mechaber, v'chein ketzem shenimtza al beged savua, similarly, something that's found on a colored garment, is also not included in this gezeira of kesamim. And the Rama concludes, lefikach, therefore, tilbash isha bigdei tzivonim, we encourage a woman to wear colored garments during her regular days of the month, of her cycle, to save herself from stain issues. Of course, during the big day lavan, during the clean days, she will normally be wearing white unless there's a special consideration that would indicate a leniency in that rule. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.